We arrived at Leia's 1-hectare banana farm early in the morning, up in the hills north of Manila, just as she was getting ready to attend the farmers' meeting. 100 other small farming families are going to talk about submitting their names to the Department of Agriculture to be recognized as farmers, hoping they will finally have access to services under the government's National Action Plan for the sector.
Ang lugar po namin dito.
What we have here is about 100 hectares of land owned by 100 families, mostly planted with bananas and other vegetable crops. We take our produce to markets north of Metro Manila once a month.
Good day. I am Raymond Villanueva from Manila, Philippines, and we are Kodaw Productions. Tungkung Mangga is a hilly community with many banana and vegetable farms. It is an important source of agricultural products of Metropolitan Manila's 12 million residents. But the small-scale farmers here, as in the rest of the Philippines, remain poor.
Hindi po tatawagin nakita eh kasi talagang
our produce could not be described as real income as the traders dictate the prices. We are lucky to get a peso for each banana. The same is true with our vegetables. We have been promised help by the local government but no help has been given.
But it is not the lack of support or their poverty that worries Leia and their community the most. Tungkung Mangga had constantly been on the news as a landlord and the government threatened their forcible eviction.
What we most fear about is our impending eviction. They are saying that our farms would be turned into a train depot. They arrived with soldiers and engineers.
Leia's story is emblematic of the plight of the many small farming communities in the largely agricultural Philippines. We talked to farmers' rights defenders Melissa Lamo of the federation called Pakisama. Her organization had been working with small-scale farmers throughout the country, as well as the Philippine government, in bettering the plight of this marginalized sector.
First is lack of access to land and other natural resources. And second is lack of support services. So here in the Philippines, majority of the farmers are landless. So around 500,000 of land are still not being distributed to our ARVs, to our Filipino farmers. And next is the lack of support services, the lack of investment to our family farmers here in the Philippines.
Melissa and Pakisama said the situation had been long-standing and untenable from the start.
Una, yun nga, yung meron siyang kailangan.
If we really want our farmers to improve their lot, they must be informed. They must also organize themselves because the government does not deal with individual farmers. It courses its projects through farmers' organizations and cooperatives. But it is difficult to just have farmers listed as possible beneficiaries under the government's registry system for the basic sectors in agriculture. The documentary requirements, such as land titles, is already very difficult for them. One of our young leader's father only succeeded in accomplishing just this one requirement after 30 years.
What Melissa described is exactly what Leia and her fellow small-scale farmers in Tungkung Mangga are attempting at doing the morning we paid them a visit. They have been cultivating their farms for more than 3 decades, but could not because of the land dispute with the landlord and the difficult process of being recognized as farmers by the government.
Ang itsura pong lugar na to talaga pong kakahuyan at saka yung...
We started cultivating our farms in the belief this was public land. This was just forest when we migrated here and here. We did not know a private person claims ownership of the land. But armed guards arrived and we have already long settled. We are now being driven away with no compensation promised for being uprooted. They are not even offering an alternative piece of land as replacement for what we will lose. We would just be thrown away and left our own devices on how to pick up our lives when that happens.
Leah's plight, as well as her fellow farmers, and Melissa's description of the disconnect between government programs and their intended beneficiaries contribute to the Philippines' food insecurity. Once a rice-exporting country, it had become rice-importation dependent. It also imports vegetables and meat from all over the world just to feed its people. And small Filipino farmers continue to be marginalized. Fortunately for Melissa, and especially Leah, the Philippines since 2019 has participated in global discussions for the crafting of a national plan for the support of family farming, led by the Department of Agriculture and with the participation of multi-stakeholder partners. The Philippine National Action Plan for the Support of Family Farming had been announced by the agency in May of this year and formally launched last July. The Philippines is one of the first three countries in the entire Asia-Pacific region with an approved national action plan along with Nepal and Indonesia. Department of Agriculture official Dr. Rosana Mula said that before the creation of the Philippine Action Plan for Family Farming, government policies and programs had only been targeting individual farmers and there was lack of an inclusive policy program that includes the farmers, wives, and children. Hence, the Philippine Action Plan came up with 7 pillars.
Under Pillar 1, enabling policy and programs environment, there has to be an effective implementation of the Philippine Action Plan enabled by an evidence-based policy environment. Yung number 2 pillar, which is generational renewal and sustainability, description is that we would like to ensure active and assertive programs that target the youth engagement and awareness of on family farming related initiatives. The third one on gender equity and empowerment. It's a, since farming, usually it's male-dominated, they say, but only to find out that the female have very strong participation in family farming. Number 4 pillar is strengthened family farmer organizations. So we would like to empower family farmers through the organization of farmers into groups. Fifth pillar, which is on socioeconomic inclusion, resilience, and holistic development, we would like to improve socioeconomic inclusion. The sixth pillar, which is on sustainability and climate resiliency of food systems, here we would like to enhance sustainability of family farming for climate resilient food systems through family farming modernization and digitalization. With nutritious food centers, the last but not the least, enhanced multifunction roles of farm families, the 7th pillar, which is basically strengthening multi-stakeholders partnerships.
The Philippine National Action Plan is part of the 2019 to 2028 United Nations Decade for Family Farmers, or UNDFF. 10 years of promoting inter-institutional cooperation aimed at the integration of specific family farmers' issues into policies and strategies related to the wider food and agricultural sectors. Irish Bagilat, AFA focal person for the UNDFF, expresses delight at the development.
One positive thing that we have seen so far is, again, the creation of the multi-stakeholder group that will steer the process or that steer the process from development to implementation. So most of the CSOs welcomed that process where they were really engaged by the Agriculture Training Institute of the Department of Agriculture. This group will ensure that the National Action Plan will really be implemented. And then another positive thing is the partnership with various UN agencies. Some of them have been providing resources.
Kati Taniken, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations representative to the Philippines, said the robust implementation of the Philippine Action Plan would positively impact not just the farming and fishing sectors, but would help ensure national development and sustainability.
This UN Decade of Family Farming 2019-2028 aims to shed new light on what it means to be a family farmer in a rapidly changing world, and highlights more than ever before the important role the family farmers play in eradicating hunger and shaping our future of food. Family farming offers a unique opportunity to ensure food security, improve livelihoods, better manage natural resources, protect the environment, and achieve sustainable development, particularly in the rural areas. So the family farmers are the agents of change we need to achieve the zero hunger, a more balanced and resilient planet, and the sustainable development goals.
The National Action Plan promises to unite all these advocates and organizations, local, national, and international, to support small-scale farmers. It is another effort to finally provide solutions to the problems that beset small family farmers that has bedeviled them for ages. In the process, it would help ensure that sufficient food supply that come from the hands and sweat of small farm producers continue to feed the people. But Leia, as she brings her hopes and dreams to be finally listed and acknowledged as a farmer to their meeting, has one most basic yet more difficult plea to the government, to the advocates, and to the world.
Isa lang naman po yung ano namin eh, yung talaga pong kung may maitutulong sila sa amin, eh.
The one thing we want most is that the land we are now tilling becomes ours. This is our life. We are farmers. This is what we live on, and this is the life we want. We are not averse to paying for this. They just make it affordable through lenient payment schemes. The other services we receive from government, like farm implements and fertilizers, are well and good. But what good are those if we farmers do not have our land to till?
As we let Leia finish her preparations for their meeting, her mother served us with coffee and fried bananas they harvested just the day previous. The coffee was strong and the bananas were sweet, just the nourishment we needed before our long drive back to the city. As we were saying our goodbyes, a question was made more obvious in our minds. Where would we be without the farmers who feed us? This is Raymond Villanueva of Codaw Productions, reporting from Manila, the Philippines. This is a ComDev Asia production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming, in collaboration with AMARC Asia Pacific and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.